Chapter 2. Rudder's Rangers. It was April Fool's Day, 1943, when the United States activated the 2nd Ranger Battalion. However, this time around, training in Northern Ireland or Scotland was not part of the plan. Camp Forest, one of the Army's busiest posts during World War II, located near Tullahoma, Tennessee, would be their initial training ground. Named after the brash Confederate cavalry general Nathan Bedford Forrest, the remote camp was designed to train infantry, artillery, engineer, and signal units. It was an 85,000-acre site erected 1,070 feet above sea level, the highest point between Nashville and Chattanooga. This vital facility became a frenetic beehive of military activity during the war years. Major General George Patton, for example, brought his 2nd Armored Hell on Wheels Division up from Fort Benning, Georgia, to participate in maneuvers. A little concrete was spilled and guard towers erected to give the Tennessee mudflat the illusion of permanence. Military personnel flooded the boomtown area. As Tullahoma grew, a so-called tent city was erected for the Rangers, since lodging quarters came at a premium. At the time of Pearl Harbor, the population of Tullahoma was 4,500. By the time the atomic bomb was detonated on Hiroshima, it had grown to 75,000. A few of the new arrivals were 1st Ranger Battalion fighters who came to Tullahoma ready to share eye-opening stories about the North Africa campaign and to instill in the newly formed 2nd Battalion the fighting spirit of the 1st. But for them to succeed, it was imperative that the Army find the right commanding officer. A revolving door of potential candidates came and went, some lasting only a couple of days. It was tricky finding the right man, with the right temperament, to lead such an elite new fighting unit. Comprised of 27 officers and 404 enlisted men, the 2nd